Love this. This is beautiful. I especially liked that the panel discussion when you guys were asked what you saw when you worshiped God. And it was beautiful what I saw and what I heard. Because it's something I feel too, and it's something that kind of brought us all together. Well, I wanted to start with my own story, especially. I walk into the house. I kind of try to keep myself together as much as possible. I go up the stairs, I open the door to my room, and I just cry. I just have to let it all out, and I felt like I lost consciousness because I'm just bawling. I'm whispering, why? Why? Finally, when I gain a little bit of consciousness, I feel like I can finally do something about it. I grab a blanket, I grab a pair of shoes, I go out my window, I crawl the top of my roof, and lay down. I just stare at the stars, venting to God. I'm telling God about all my troubles. I'm saying, Lord, how could you let this happen? Lord, guide me. Lord, lead me. Lord, tell me what to do. Lord, just give me everything that I need. And I'm telling God what to do. I'm sure that many of you could probably relate to my feelings at that moment. In fact, we always have struggled with feelings as if God was not close to us. Feeling as if we were abandoned by God. Even kings feel this way. King David explains his feelings of the same situation in chapters 22, 1 to 2. He says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. Relief? Is that really what we crave? I know I sure do. Relief from pain, relief from heartache, relief from seeing the deaths of so many loved ones around us, relief from seeing the torment that so many go through, relief from my own struggles, relief. Finally, as I'm laying there staring at the stars, I can't help but laugh at myself. I'm just, first of all, realizing that I'm asking God to tell me what to do, but I'm not letting God talk. And finally, I just listen. I just listen to the wind, and I listen to the waterfall that we have in the backyard, and I just try to relax and stare and smiling at the stars. And finally, I hear this whisper, I love you, my child. And the relief I was craving, I get a tinge of it. And once again, I turn to the outcome of King David, his distress that he was feeling at that time. I turned to the message that David was given after finally listening to God, like I finally was listening to God. I invite you to imagine with me for a moment what message David might have heard from God, what message and what promise we might hear from God today. I am your shepherd. I am all that you need. I let you rest in green meadows. I lead you beside peaceful streams. I renew your strength. I guide you along right paths, bringing honor to my name. Even when you walk through the darkest valley or the dark valley of death, do not be afraid, for I am close beside you. My rod and my staff protect and comfort you. I prepare a feast for you in the presence of your enemies. I honor you by anointing your head with oil. Your cup overflows with blessings. Surely my goodness and unfailing love will pursue you all the days of your life, and you will live forever in my house. As the drama was showing, there were so many different ways that we could try to see God in the various stages of life. And if you could get the pictures for me, here is a photo that was taken by the Hubble spacecraft. It's actually a mixture of exploding gases and dust, taken, I think, back in 2003. According to NASA, it's what our sun might look like in a billion years. Once it hit the public, it was named the Eye of God. Now, here's another picture of a rock formation that was found in the back of someone's yard. After, I guess, a few rumbles in the ground, the rocks made this hand, and he labeled it the Hand of God. I believe it's currently on sale on eBay. But various things that we try to see physically God in our presence, we've tried so hard to physically grasp what God looks like. And I love that you guys' responses to what you see in worship is the fact that we can't see God physically. God's not human, and thank God that he's not. Thank God that God is beyond everything that we can ever understand. A friend of mine, she was telling me about this love song that she heard in Spanish, and she speaks Spanish, of course, and she was trying to explain it to me. She said, it just made me cry the first time I heard it while I was laughing and swooning, and it was just a beautiful song. And she was like, oh, I have to find the translation for you so you can hear it. And then she heard it in English, and she thought, it's just corny. It's just a really corny song in English. There was something lost in the translation, the meaning behind it, lost. Many times when we try to make God into our scope of understanding, we lose a lot in the translation. But what's amazing is that God is beyond our struggles, beyond our heartache, beyond everything here. But God chooses to be part of it. God chose from the very beginning out of God's freedom to be in our everyday situations, our everyday meticulous little struggles that we have. And that right there is the gospel to me. And that right there is what I see when I worship God. Because finally, when we can let go of our own situations, let go of our own struggles, we can see past it and see God. And so when asked, what do I see when I worship God? The truth of it is I try not to see anything. I try to just open myself, open my heart, open my mind up to God and allow God to reveal God's self to me. And I pray and I hope that every single day that you guys can find God and see where he's active, because God is truly interactive with our lives, and I believe that fully, because there are just too many situations where I know that God is there. And when you search for them, it's amazing how many you can find. And with that searching and with that revelation of God in our lives, we can do so much more, and we can see so much more. And so I encourage you every day to somehow see God in your everyday struggles and past all your everyday struggles. Please bow your heads with me as we worship and praise our Father. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for giving us a moment to rest and reflect on you. Lord, our praise means nothing, really, unless it's love for you. I thank you so much for choosing to be part of us, and for always holding true to that promise. Lord, guide us and keep us, and help us in our everyday life, and help us to, most of all, listen to you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.